Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
This is the moment that the four children from the Witoto Indigenous group were found, malnourished, dehydrated, but alive. Mobile phone footage broadcast on Colombian television shows members of the search team helping the children sip water. The eldest, Leslie, is 13 years old, Seleni is 9, Tien, 4, and Kristen is 1. More than 5 weeks after the plane crash that left them stranded in an area with snakes, jaguars, and mosquitoes, rescuers found them in Colombia's south, 5 kilometres from the crash site. The teams had passed within 20 to 50 metres of where the children were, multiple times, but were not able to find them previously due to the very dense jungle. Henry Guerrero was one of 200 Indigenous scouts who volunteered to join the search effort, along with 150 soldiers. The mission was dubbed Operation Hope.
The first thing they told us was that they were hungry. They wanted to eat rice pudding. They wanted to eat bread. The top thing on their mind was to eat.
Search teams had scoured more than 2,600 kilometres of land, on foot with search dogs, and from the air using planes and helicopters. The helicopters broadcast recordings from the children's grandmother in their native language, telling the children to stay in one spot until the rescuers reached them. The search teams had picked up the trail of the children, finding discarded fruit the children ate to survive, as well as improvised shelters made with jungle vegetation. Mr. Guerrero says ultimately it was the discovery of a child's footprint that led them to the missing children.
When we found the footprint of a tennis shoe, we said, oh, this belongs to the oldest child. That was the clue that led us to them.
The family of the children had clung to hope that the siblings' familiarity with the jungle would see them through. Mr. Guerrero says their survival skills could be seen in the items they were carrying.
We found items in the bag that showed us how they survived. There was a screw, a towel, camping gear, a flashlight with a pair of batteries, 2 mobile phones, which I think they used to distract themselves at night, a music box, and a soda bottle. We found out they would use the bottle to store water gathered from the river.
There were 3 adults who were also on the small plane. Their bodies were found by search teams inside the plane on May 16th. The adults included the children's mother, Magdalena, pilot Hernando Morcia Morales, and Yurupari Indigenous leader Herman Mendoza Hernandez. The father of the 2 youngest children, Manuel Renoque, says he's been able to piece together what happened to the children from the eldest child, Leslie. She told him her mother was alive for 4 days before dying from her injuries. She told them to go find help, leaving them with a message, "You guys get out of here. You guys are going to see the kind of man your dad is, and he's going to show you the same kind of great love that I've shown you." Mr. Enoch says he's thankful search teams didn't give up on Operation Hope.
It's a miracle of God. We believe it is a test of God to see how much faith I have in Him. We, as Indigenous people, are able to search for them. We showed the world that we found the plane, and we showed the world that we found the children.
Grandfather Fidencio Valencia says after their ordeal, the children are mostly nonverbal, but are finding other ways to express themselves.
This is the second day, and you can see more changes in the children. They've been drawing to let off steam. We've hardly talked to them because they're still recovering and the psychological impacts will need to be dealt with.
He says he has no doubt that the hunting, fishing and gathering skills of the oldest children helped the group to survive until they were found. The children are receiving treatment in hospital in the capital, Bogota. and are expected to remain there under observation for at least 2 weeks. Over the weekend, they received a visit from Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro. Outside the hospital, supporters held a ceremony to pray for the children's speedy recovery. Luis Acosta from the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia coordinated the indigenous volunteers in the search team. He says the children were able to sustain themselves on 3 kilograms of flour taken from the plane and from fruits, seeds, roots and plants found in the jungle.
They are indigenous children and they know the jungle well. They know what to eat and what not to eat. They survived because of this and their spiritual force.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.